ora di Roma, e cioè fra 50 minuti circa. Good evening. This is the Italian Broadcasting System transmitting a special program for the Western United States and Canada, the Pacific Area, New Zealand and Australia. This program comes to you in the 31, 25 and 19 meter bands on the following frequencies: 9.63, 11.81 and 15.3 megacycles per second. We open our program this evening with a talk by Ezra Pound, entitled With Saturn.
Europe calling, Ezra Pound speaking. Two topics that I have rarely touched in these conversations: Germany and Lord Tennyson. And of Tennyson I now quote but a verse or fragment: shall come to fight with phantoms and to fall. Take it as prophecy, and the phantom that the Anglo-Jew world is fighting, or that the Anglo-American is fighting at the Jew usurer's instigation, is the German phantom, not the reality. And that phantom has been built out of lies until the pious and kindly American and the simple-hearted British folk by the million believe it, see it, and hear it, and fail to grasp or to face the reality. Now, I talk almost never of Germany because I have seen very little of Germany. Also, being in England for 12 years, I certainly saw the last war from the London angle. Lump in my throat when I heard even in this one that Vimy Ridge had been taken. I could take all the rest of it, but when I heard Vimy was taken, that was a tough one. But justice is justice. And lies, the lies are a poor ersatz, poor substitute for justice. And as to lying, I reckon Hitler has been lied about more than any man living except Mussolini. Well, I knew the Times, Telegraph, Yorkshire Post, and all the damn kikery, Anglo-kikery, Archbishopry of England, lied about Italy. And I knew from first hand that facts about Germany did not get much Anglo-Saxon publicity. And I keep off guesswork when writing my history. That is, I separate guesswork from solids. Well, not till the time of sanctions did I begin to consider Germany from a new angle. Up till then, I had drifted on pretty much in the old 1914 view, except seeing Germany as the defender of European order, natural defender of the European amenities. Not while I was sitting by the bandstand or standing, I had forsaken major justitia, meaning perhaps with greater justice, voice on the radio giving a survey of Europe. And then I began to wonder, well, maybe I was behindhand and ridden mine camp, but do you yet know what is in it? Have you a clear idea of the program? Now, what, where, and are the three planks of the Hitler program as set forth in the opening of La Mia Battaglia, the Italian translation of the second half of mine camp? Well, the first one is health, health of a race. Now, every American or Englander of my generation, or of that before or after my generation, knew and knows that we were up against the problem of be a slave or don't breed. That means eugenics as opposed to race suicide. And did not and does not please the Talmudic Jews, who want to kill off all other races whom they cannot substitute, and drive down the rest into wage slavery or Soviet slavery under the goddamn kites. The second point of the Hitler program: personal responsibility. A political system in which you can't pass the buck. very unpleasant for hired members of Parliament, dead as a Jew, butter and eggs men, backers like Wendell Wilkie, and MPs and congressmen, and anti-Jews put into the legislature to defraud the people in usual interest, and kept there by bank money. Well, Hitler, having seen the Jew puke in the German democracy, was out for responsibility. Government officials, etc., to be responsible for their acts. And the third point was the study of history. To look at history. Well, now, what program did that contradict? I ask you, if you were such low-down and gull-down suckers and or such British blockheads, or such unfathomable and irredeemable ignoramus as not to know what program this contradicts, then there is not a great deal of hope for your posterity. As to who spake and speak evil of Hitler, we may someday go into that also. There's the sound speaking.
That was a talk by Ezra Pound entitled With Phantoms. This is the Italian Broadcasting System presenting a special program for the western part of North America and the Pacific area. Our musical presentation this evening consists of a few selections from the third act of the Mephistopheles by Arrigo Boito. The artists are Mafalda Favero, Antonio Melandri, and Nazareno De Angelis, who take the parts respectively of Margherita, Faust, and Mephistopheles.